I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the United States and the third leading cause of death in South Carolina. To talk about a program to screen those at high risk of developing lung cancer is Dr. Nicole Tanner, Assistant Professor of Medicine and Co-Director of the Lung Cancer Screening Program at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Tanner, tell us about the program.
For a long time, we've been looking for a way to detect lung cancer at an earlier stage. We have good screening tests for breast cancer, good screening tests for colon cancer, but we had never really found a good screening test for lung cancer, despite efforts in that research area. We know that using a regular chest X-ray does not find lung cancers at an earlier stage where they can be cured. And so in 2011, the National Lung Screening Trial, which involved 33 centers across the country and 57,000 patients, found that screening patients at high risk for lung cancer with a low-dose CT scan actually improved survival from lung cancer.
Tell us who's eligible. How do they get involved in this screening program?
So the criteria, which has now been approved by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, patients between the ages of 55 to 80 with a 30-pack year smoking history that are current smokers or former smokers who have quit within the past 15 years are eligible for lung cancer screening. And so that involves having a low-dose CT scan. And the reason it's called a low-dose CT scan is the amount of radiation used in the CT scanner is significantly less than a traditional CT scan.
So tell us more about other services that are offered as part of this program.
So the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, approved lung cancer screening for its Medicare beneficiaries and those that are eligible, and other insurance companies have followed suit. But CMS was very thoughtful about this when they approved screening, and they recommended that screening only be done in centers of excellence that could meet 9 components of an effective screening program. And so those 9 components include specifications that the CT scan is actually working at low dose, a dedicated thoracic radiologist, someone who specializes in reading these types of CT scans, and that there is a way to follow incidentally detected findings, including things like pulmonary nodules or spots on the lungs. Because it's not so cut and dry, these are just images and they're very detailed, so there's a lot of false alarms. And so Medicare wanted to make sure that we as doctors explain the risk and benefits of lung cancer screening in detail so that the patient can make an informed decision about whether or not to proceed with screening. If the person's a current smoker, they will also be referred to see smoking cessation the same day.
And Dr. Tanner, let's talk about early detection of lung cancer. What changes if lung cancer is detected very early in the disease process?
Sure, that's a great question. Traditionally, if you look at the numbers for lung cancer for all comers, everyone diagnosed, all stages, at 5 years, the survivorship is 17%. If you break it down by stage, though, the earlier stages, stage 1 and stage 2, the survivorship spans from 55 to 75%. So the point of lung cancer screening is to detect a cancer earlier at a stage with which we can cure it to improve mortality outcomes, which is what we saw in the trial.
Dr. Tanner, thank you so much for this update about the lung cancer screening program.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.